have to put this right here. Would that be sick? I think I'm gonna use some stuff in your corner, Jake.
I'll put some stuff in my corner.
What are you gonna? What means a lot to you?
Chick-fil-A.
What means a lot to you, Jake? Let's start the episode like that.
Okay.
If you're gonna decorate your corner in the studio, what do you want to see up there?
Pickleball paddle. Chick-fil-A. Are we on?
We're on, baby.
It doesn't feel like we're on.
Let me turn you up.
Check,
oh,
check.
You were kind of cold in the mic. Here, how about that? How about this?
Check, check. I think it's just cold outside, and so it's hard for me to...
Right, okay. It's hard for you to just function just in general.
My ears don't work. COVID symptom. Chick-fil-A, pickleball paddle.
Are you a red member at Chick-fil-A?
No, because for the longest time I was getting it for free.
Oh.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's like, Bezos, do you pay for Prime? No, I don't. I'm not a Prime member.
My name's Jeffrey Bezos. And since then, I don't really get it for free anymore. I'm just getting it for lazy now. I don't use the app.
I feel like most... I haven't had Chick-fil-A in months. I've not had Chick-fil-A in maybe 6 months.
Since you've moved here?
Yeah.
You're not willing to go out of your way to get it?
No. No, I guess not.
I'm going to bring it over sometime.
Yeah.
You're going to fall back in love.
I think we should do that. Pickleball and Chick-fil-A, kind of your things.
Anything scented vanilla? Maybe a vanilla candle back there?
Okay.
I like the smell of vanilla.
I hear you.
And gasoline. Ooh, we could put some gasoline in here.
Yeah, maybe just pour it around here.
I like the smell of
it. And then light a vanilla candle.
Yes. That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like... What else would I put back there? Crest 3D toothpaste. Slow pitch softball games.
What? Okay.
Six Flags. I don't know if I understand the question. What did you ask?
Dude, Katie got... I think I talked about this. Katie got a weird tasting toothpaste.
Thought you were just going to say, Katie's so tall. Have I talked about this?
Where
did we talk? Oh, we talked about it in the behind the scenes video.
You're right. Okay, we did.
And it just says toothpaste on it. No branding. Just, this is toothpaste.
Oh, it's horrible. We finally got the good toothpaste. I was like, I ate some of it.
Yeah. Had it for supper.
I'm a big gum guy. Might put some gum up here.
Easy with the TV.
Holy cow. Oh, yeah.
Good thing you're a fine craftsman and this thing's hung up.
This thing's hung up. Guys, no matter what they tell you, I use a stud finder to miss the studs. You want to only screw it in the drywall.
Screw it in the sky.
That's what you want to do.
That's how it helps.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we'd start off this episode by checking out the website. You guys are great at getting in those comments, and y'all have really been enjoying Derek's been helping us out, making some really dope, kind of like fun BTS type videos of just us making the sketch videos and stuff. You guys seem to be enjoying it. In the most recent one, it was the behind the scenes of us making the hype video.
It's a good time,
which was fun to make. And Courtney pointed out, if you guys watched the behind the scenes video, which of course you did, your Do Less Guest, she's like, I'm so happy you roasted Jake for his super creepy top to bottom S writing.
It's funny that you noticed it just by feeling it.
Yeah.
Just by feeling it on your hands, like, wait, did you draw your S's backwards?
It was disgusting. Yeah, I already felt like this was very intimate. You're writing on my hand. And I was like, you're going to write on me and write on me that weird? I felt like you kind of winked at me as you did the S. So you go.
S.
I love how she describes it as creepy.
Creepy's funny. Yeah. And maybe it is creepy. For some reason, Mrs. Ward in kindergarten at Mark Twain Elementary, I was taught from the bottom up.
She taught you guys that? You were actually taught it?
I know. Wow. I don't know.
How many kids were in that class? Six?
It was more or less just my family. Mrs. Ward of Zorro would call my mom and she would put the skirt on.
Mom, yeah. This is Mrs. Ward now. It's not mom.
All right.
Kids. How do you write your five?
Oh, I'm weird with this too. You know how I was taught? I still remember this. Down, around, and a hat on top. That's how I was taught. I've since learned not to be a creepy little freak boy, so I go from the top right now. But wait. I was taught that.
Okay.
Down,
but that's
around.
How I write them.
Oh.
That's creepy?
Creepy I'm a creep. Boy.
We have a couple of creeps in here. Derek, how do you write your fives? Normal. Do you just normal. Go,
Yep.
From the top right down to the bottom
left. I do the hat on top.
Yeah,
go,
so that's the freak.
Don't I? Wait.
Figure it out.
Shoot. Let me just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, I put a hat on top.
Matt Damon's on the chalkboard over here figuring it out. Yeah. I think that's the wrong way. Although, keep scrolling. These comments, I think someone else tried to make fun of me, and they got the way that I spell my S's wrong, and I think they're like you. They went to make fun. Oh, wait. Oh, no.
I thought I could be Jake's cougar, so Jenna, do less in the comments.
Oh, goodness.
But after seeing him write the S, I have to reconsider.
Jenna, I like that you, you know, don't rush into things and, you know, look into the details. Thank you. I'm also realizing now I could have wrote anything on your hands. Like, it's not like you looked or like, does this say emails? Yep, this is good. Let's do it. You just were like, all right, let's do this. Could have wrote anything.
Help me, signed Jake or something. Like,
cry for help. He hits me. Just write that on your hands. Just write the number for a hotline.
People say, yeah, just generally people enjoying them. so stoked to be watching all the behind the scenes. Thank you, Olivia. So yeah, just the creepy S's were kind of the main negative, but it's fine.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, and then some. Caro Wagers, I'm not sure. She said gala apples are actually not cheap. They're expensive. Do you guys have something to say to that? Because I'm very confused. She says they're very inexpensive. But they are inexpensive in the Midwest.
Hmm.
Are they a Midwest apple?
I don't know if they're the cheapest, but they're definitely not like nice. Like the Honeycrisp, those are like expensive. There's Red Delicious. I think those, Derek, I know you're my apple guy, but going off script here, I think Red Delicious are like cheap, but Gala's like cheaper.
Okay.
Cheapish. And that concludes the apple talk.
Red Delicious are from Iowa.
Ah. Thank you.
Jenna said, I once dated a guy that I believed if you spoke Spanish at Chipotle, they gave you your meal for free.
Yeah, that's
a racist.
Yeah, maybe.
That's hilarious, dude.
Maybe. And then I commented back because literally last night, you know, Chiefs lose the Super Bowl. We're sad. Only thing that's going to help is Chipotle. And without mentioning it, my roommate Isaac, why are you doing so much of last week? You know, Isaac, the one who takes the gun into Walgreens. Mm-hmm. That guy. He goes, hey, are you guys still doing that thing where after 9 p.m. the queso is free? And they kind of think like, no, I don't think we're doing that anymore.
Is that a real thing?
So yeah, I get in the truck and I'm like, I never heard of that. He's like, oh, I just made that up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
that's
awesome.
He was that kid in class who every time the teacher would be like, here's your homework. He's like, I heard if we do it early, do we get extra credit? And the teacher has to be like, no. Isaac,
yeah.
Stop doing that.
That kid in class did suck.
That guy sucked.
Hey, if we get it done before second hour, can we get 5% extra? No.
Yeah.
No.
I heard this was turn your test in first, get an automatic A day.
Yeah.
Okay. Another good one.
If I speak to you in Spanish, can I get it for free? What are you even talking about?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
But I will say, those people are annoying until 1 out of 10 times they get it. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, man, I can't make fun of this guy. I was at a McDonald's at like 3 a.m. once with some guys, and this guy does this. And my initial reaction is very annoyed. He goes, hey, are these free? He just points to the little like McDonald's cookie thing.
Yes.
To which is like, I'm like, why are you even asked this? Yeah. And the lady just, she kind of looks and goes, yeah. And my buddy says it just like his eyes get wide. And he like looks around. He's like, what? She's like, I mean, we're about to close soon. It's like, you guys want them? And she bagged us up probably 15 cookies.
Whoa.
And then he goes, do you have any, what about those apple pies? You're throwing those away. She's like, sure. And so she got like 6 apple pies. And that was our feast.
That's awesome. It's good to have friends like that. Because, yeah, I'm not like that. My friend Gunnar, I remember we were at Culver's one time. And Culver's is that restaurant. They're always, like, trying to send you coupons in the mail. Like, they want you to use their coupons all the time. And he just goes, like, hey, I don't have any coupons with me, but I got some at home for, like, a 2-for-1 on, like, your hamburgers. And I'm like, okay. It's like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You just make up, like, a deal.
Yeah, I have a virtual coupon for that. That's just, it's back on my hard drive, in my brain's hard drive.
I just don't have the code on me right now. They're like, yeah, great.
Cool.
I also have a friend who is big on the good guy discount, which is something you just make up and just be like, now do I have to pay full price for this? And like, yeah. Like, oh, I thought you guys had the good guy discount. And like, what's that? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a good guy. Serious? You're a good guy. I shouldn't have to pay full price for this, right? That also is like a 10% success rate.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Maybe just tell everyone you're a volunteer firefighter. Somehow, or go to Firehouse Subs and say, what kind of deal can you cut me if I'm a volunteer firefighter?
Or if you say, what kind of deal do you cut for metaphorical fires? Because I've been putting them out left and right. Yeah. The pandemic's been tough.
To be, yeah, let me tell you, back home, things are not going well. Mm-hmm. And I am extinguishing a lot of issues. And I would like this meatball sub half off, at least.
Please. Mm-hmm. If it needs to be physical, let's go there then. A couple nights ago, my roommate forgot to blow out the candle. I woke up in the middle of the night, went to the living room, blew it out. Call me a fireman? I don't know.
Fire gone.
I don't know. Okay. Am I a fireman?
Give me a bag of chips.
Am I a firefighter? Yes. Mm-hmm. I am a fighter.
Yeah. Firefest.
I think more restaurants should be themed around jobs like that. Firehouse subs. That one's for the firefighters.
I agree.
Chick-fil-A gives police officers like a crazy good discount.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So that Chick-fil-A kind of youth pastors and cops.
Yeah.
They got that covered.
Like Subway just randomly is like, yeah, nurses eat 75% off. Yeah. Great.
Subway has nurses. Okay, you know yourself. What? Keep going.
Jimmy John's. Coal miners, 40% off. Not many people know that.
Wow. Freaky fast.
Freaky fast. Freaky good.
They have sheltered.
Black lung.
Sheltered Christian boys.
Yes.
On their wedding night. Half off Jimmy John's.
Now I get where you're going. I was like, what does that have to do with coal mining? Got it. Freaky fast.
I heard Five Guys.
Oh, yeah. Who do they give discounts to?
Five Guys. If you have a
group of five. If you come in a group of five, like quintets, mm-hmm. like barbershop quintets.
Yeah.
Not nearly as popular as barbershop quartets.
Very rare. There's only about seven or eight families in America that can eat at Five Guys for free because they have quintuplets.
Mm-hmm. But it's really cool that they offer that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think more restaurants should definitely start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Chili's. I think they give discounts to...
Any dads in Air Monarch Nikes?
Yeah. And some cargo shorts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just a kind of under the table little discount.
Yeah. I heard if you go to Chili's as a family and a kid tries to order soda and the dad goes, water's free, is having water, then you get your whole meal for free. And he orders the fajitas and he makes a comment about how they sizzle. Whew. You get a gift card.
I don't know if I can even eat this.
Yeah.
Oh. I went to Chili's. I go to Chili's all the time, but I ate in the restaurant for the first time in forever last week. Went with some friends. They both order like a... I'll get the frozen margarita. And the other one says, I'll take the vodka margarita. I go, can I get a strawberry lemonade? And the waitress goes, are you serious? I'm like, jeez, what am I, back at the high school lunch table again? Can I get a strawberry lemonade, please?
Come on, just bring it over, Brittany.
You guys didn't make such a good strawberry lemonade, I wouldn't order it.
Yeah.
Okay? Be proud of it.
I'll never forget. I remember being at Chili's one time with some friends, and she kind of did a... I think we were all ordering a beer or something. And we were like in college, so we were all 21 or 22. She's like, let me see your IDs. And you know, we show it. She's being very like bubbly and friendly. She's like, she grabs one. She goes, oh, Spencer, I love that name. He's like, thanks. She grabs my next buddy, who's like from an Italian family. She goes, what's your, oh, Vincent? She kind of just hands it back. And he was like, what's that? She's like roasting people. I'm like, all right, wow.
It's also weird to like, I don't know, get really excited about the name Spencer. Yeah. Spencer.
I love that name. Jacob? Caleb? Your name's Jacob?
Caleb?
Jacob? Like the one in the Bible. Like the one in the Bible?
That's the same
Stop.
One. That's the same one.
I love that. Let me get you another strawberry lemonade.
Blake? Oh my gosh. That's a good name.
Blake.
That's a good name.
I love that name for girls too.
I mean, anyone. Dogs, cats, boys, girls.
I love when girls have boys' names. Don't you?
Love it. Love
like
it.
Richard.
George.
Yes.
George, a big one. They say George Ann? No.
No.
George.
George. It's something cute about it. Like, give me a little girl, name her Milo.
Milo.
Yes. Or Jacob.
Steven.
The girl.
Yeah.
Steven.
Mm-hmm. Randy. I guess Randy. That actually is kind of gross. That is, yeah, which doesn't seem like it should be. Sorry to the Randys out there. That seems like such a like.
If we have a female Duelist guest named Randy, you get a free pair of the new merch.
And Jimmy John's.
That's right.
And
you get a look at this nude merch, by the way. I forgot to mention it.
Hey-o.
This is coming out soon, so check it out, Duelist guest.
That's a texture.
If we have a female Randy here, and not a female who is Randy. We had some cougars in the chat. Please calm down. A female Randy gets a hoodie. So tell your female Randys to join.
Lady Randys.
But yeah, I love girls who have boys' names like Craig.
Craig is cute for a little girl.
It is.
Craig.
Little Craig.
William.
Mm-hmm.
William and some pigtails.
Love it. Yes.
That's nice.
Barney.
Barney's good. Barney's coming back for girls.
I think so. Yeah. Okay.
Like, whatever. Eric.
It's kind of tough to think of names that are, like, so manly.
Yeah.
Where they're all, we're all becoming one.
We were just so rid of toxic masculinity that it's hard for us to do things like that.
Yeah. Both as a society and you and me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't even see gender anymore. I just go up and I just kiss guys.
I say, hey there.
And I just go, sorry. Thought you were a pretty girl.
And Katie's totally cool with it.
Yeah, she was weird at first, but she's come around.
Yeah, and once she...
And half the time I call her Caleb.
Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. How was I supposed to know you were going to be in my bed? Could have been anyone. I don't see gender. What'd you do this weekend?
Get ticked off.
Yeah. What'd you do before that?
Oh my gosh, my leg's asleep. Dude, you ever woken up in the middle of the night and you slipped on somehow your arm and it feels like... It's not connected to your body anymore.
That does happen every now and then.
And as the blood goes back into it, it's just agony.
It's one of the most unique pains ever.
It is.
Yeah.
Had a good weekend. Had a friend in town. Katie's birthday was Friday, so we kind of celebrated that.
Oh, nice.
I made French onion soup.
Okay.
Which is good. I like French onion soup, and it's easy to make, so I made it.
Nice. You got a new air freshener upstairs. I smelled it.
Thanks, dude. Yeah. It's some friends of mine over at the Ben Agency. I work with a creative agency. They're stationed in Provo. Great Mormon folks.
Nice.
Literally. And they gave me an engagement gift, or I think a Christmas gift. And it was a smart air diffuser. So there's an app for it. I can adjust the intensity, man.
Hmm.
So I got a new flavor, cedar or something like that. Fired it up.
Yeah. I noticed it. I came Thank in. You. I said, Katie, you guys got a new air freshener in here. She goes, I don't know. I was like, oh, you're not the air person, huh? She's Mondays. Like, that's Trey.
She's not great on Mondays. Just don't talk to her on Mondays.
She's just so tall. Especially on Mondays.
No, I can't. The smell doesn't get up that high in the room. Good smells. You see, hot low. Air rises, good smell.
That's why falls. They say in a house fire to, like, crawl. So, like, if you're going to die, at least you go down smelling good.
Like,
mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, well. Like the coal miners.
And then we had to be at the sports bar we were at with a big group. We had to be there by like 1. And you know, the tip off was at 5:30.
Kickoff.
And so 1 to 5:30 was so fun. We just ordered some lunch, ordered some seltzers. We played some like cards, just chatted, hung out. And then from like 5:30 to 9:30, it was no fun.
No.
And then just went home. So
what do you think of the halftime show?
It was cool. It's always impressive how much like production and effort is clearly put into it. and it's just a revolving big star that sings all their hits. Hard to complain about. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was mainly on my phone checking Twitter, just being like, are we okay? Is this fine? I'm not that nervous. No.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some redeeming stats. The
kicker's doing good.
Yeah.
He's making them.
Kicker's doing good and no one's died yet.
We do want to give credit to the kicker, the Chiefs kicker, because if he missed any of those, there was zero hope at halftime, right? Like
true.
At least like he was or the one to make it 9 points.
Yeah, it was a
like
bomb.
If he missed any of those, we start to be like, all right, well,
yeah,
this is pathetic.
He's one of the only people that played well, and he's got a nice billboard. It's like, you ever seen his billboard off I-35? It's like, tune into Catholic Radio. Harrison Butker does. And it's him in his jersey, like prayer hands, just looking up.
He's Catholic.
Big time
Catholic.
Okay. Big Catholic. He's also 6'4", so he's literally a big Catholic.
Big Catholic.
Yeah.
Can he even fit in the confession booth?
Confection booth? That's an oven.
Okay. Well, confession booth.
Can he fit? I did like that Super Bowl commercial where they give M&Ms to people when they're like, apologizing.
That was one of the better ones.
Yeah. I was like, this is good. Sorry I called you Karen. My name is Karen. Sorry your name is Karen. That was a good joke.
I wonder if my mother saw that.
You think she got it?
I think she did. She probably got ticked. I'm kidding. Sorry to hear that. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. So Butker's a Catholic. Man, that makes me not like him. I'm kidding. I need to confess. I should have said that.
Good. Good for you.
No, a lot of great. One of my best friends growing up is Catholic and was very tall. So I don't know if that's a thing.
I think it is.
Yeah. I mean, given my experience, I think it is.
I was doing I made some prop bets on the Super Bowl last night, and I bet that Harrison Butker would get taller by the end of the game.
And?
I bet $50 that he would be 6'8 by the fourth quarter. And I'm just, I'm cheering it on. I'm cheering it on. You know, field goal. He's inch, still 6'4. No. Stayed 6'4 the whole time. And I'm just like waiting. And he ended the game 6'5, but still, I needed him to get 6'8. He did not get that much taller through the course of the game.
Just all sorts of losses.
Yeah. So, guys, I don't care what anyone says. Don't do prop bets on how tall they'll be by the end of the game.
I think it makes sense because they're, like, strengthening probably their, like, muscles and growth plates because they stand up and down so much in their services. You've never been to Catholic service.
I have not.
They stand up and down. They go, okay, you may see to stand up again to see. They do this.
A lot
of
squats.
I was at a Catholic funeral once, and it felt like I went to Orange Theory. I stood up and down 95 times.
Wow.
So I paid my respects. And I got a nice quad exercise.
Yeah.
And it was kind of nice.
Like 100 reps of one on the squat that day. Mm-hmm. Was that the funeral said where even like the guy, they did like an open casket and he even raised up a couple times? They had like hydraulics on the casket?
Yeah, they do. That is a new agey thing they do.
Yeah. Catholics are known for being like kind of the front of like
tech.
Yeah, tech.
Yeah, they're huge into tech.
I'm wondering about the Vatican. Yeah. It is cutting edge.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. The Pope, the people don't tell this, but the Pope is sitting on a mound of Bitcoin. He mines it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're like, is that the Pope actually tweeting? Oh, he's doing more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's using Siri to tweet. Mm-hmm. He's using his, like, you know, virtual reality assistants to tweet. Like, he's got it down.
Yeah. He's doing, like, virtual blessings. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. He's got all your confessions on bundles of hard drives.
And it's in the cloud.
Mm-hmm. And it's in the cloud.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Mm-hmm. God's got it. God's got your everything.
Oh, it's in the clouds.
It's in the clouds, really.
Oh, I just checked that recording we are. I didn't feel very confident when I looked down.
That's good. Trey, should we go ahead and just get into why you're doing so much of the week?
Let's do it.
Please
start us off, man.
I will start us off, man. Mine... Whoa is actually a reverse. This one is why you doing so little this week. And it goes to the guy who, without a phone call or an email, showed up at my house to fix my shower. Now, first, I'll say I did put in a maintenance request over a month ago for someone to fix my shower. So I did ask for this.
With like a random company or?
With the, I'm in a rental and the people that own my house are like this huge like corporate company. So I don't just have like one landlord. I got to go through the website. Yeah. So put in a maintenance request. This guy shows up like Thursday of last week or something. I don't know. And he's there to fix the shower of mine that doesn't work. It kind of leaks, whatever, onto the garage, whatever. And he shows up and I'm like, all right, yeah, it's in the back. I'm like, have at it. I took the shower curtain off for him so he could like get in there and go to town. And he's like, why don't you come back here and kind of show me exactly what's going on? So I'm showing him in the shower with him. You're not in the shower with him. I'm in like the bathroom. But...
Time out really quick. Don't you rent?
Yeah.
Why do you got to deal with this?
That's already like, yeah, you're on the right track. Like, okay. Why am I even somewhat involved right. in this? Why don't you show me this? I'm like, all right. So I was like, it's leaking here. I don't think it's the drain. I think it's a pipe and it's leaking down in the garage. My roommate's woodworking equipment. And he was like, all right. I think I know what's going on. I'm going to take this off here. Hold this. I'm like, whoa. I'm not like a part of this. Like, I'm not... Like, this isn't my thing.
Yeah.
Is it someone paying you to be here?
Could you run up to the truck? I need a couple parts. What? No, I don't even know what your truck has.
Give me a C grip. Yeah. I don't even know what
sir
that would look like.
Hold this. Yeah. So you're like, what am I?
So he's got me holding stuff, which I was in the middle of doing something. I don't know if it was working or just eating or just something. I was like, I don't want to be holding the shower head.
Yeah. You
know, can I set this down? Like, I don't need it. This doesn't need to be accessible. So he's having me hold stuff. And then he's like, he's got the shower head off, turns on the shower. He's like, all right, why don't you run down the garage, see if it's leaking? I'm like, what am I? Like, you're a little, like, little, I don't know. Like, I felt like he was Aladdin and I was a little monkey. You know, yeah. I'm just like going, running through the streets for him. So I come back. Yeah, it's leaking. All right. I tell you what, I'm going to go down the garage now. When you hear me yell, I want you to turn it off. All right. So now we're like working in tandem on this whole thing. And I mean, I could go into a lot of details on this. I mean, the whole time I'm just like, why are you doing so less? Each like, do all of this for
each
me.
Each time he like commands you, you're like, I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to help him more. Why am I doing this?
Keep saying yes, I guess. So at one point he takes off the shower head and even takes off like the nozzle behind it. So now like water looks like it's coming from my wall. Like there's nothing protruding from the wall. Water is just like Old Faithful. It's just like spewing out of my wall. So I'm like, this is interesting. Is this standard procedure? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And you remember that little detail I told you earlier about how I took my shower curtain down? So water is going everywhere. No, like, no barrier. This isn't like a bathtub and a shower. This is just like shower, no walls, no shower curtain. Water's going everywhere. Meanwhile, we're both just cross-armed looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah, see the problem there?
I mean, that's a lot of water. Whew.
She's a gush.
And he's like, why don't we go down to the basement? Or go down to the garage. So now, water's still flowing. We go down to the garage together. And yeah, it's leaking.
Yeah.
And
water here too, yeah.
We cross our arms again. And he's like, whew, man, thought that would have done it. And the whole time I'm just thinking, like, my bathroom is getting soaked. Like, can we please go? And so yeah, we hired the world's best repairman at diagnosing if not something is leaking.
Yeah.
He came in and knew it, like, right away.
I just want to confirm with you, son, that you do have a problem with your shower.
He left that day with the exact information that I gave him. Something in my pipe is leaking into this area. He leaves. Like, I mean, it's definitely leaking right here.
Yeah.
It's definitely leaking. I've tried to heat up things. Right, and God almighty, that's leaking. Yeah. So, I mean, I had to use like multiple towels once he left to like clean up my bathroom. And he did make one little comment. He's like, whoa, that kind of got everywhere.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Did he? So he was like a true plumber? Or you don't really know?
I don't know if plumbing is his main thing.
Yeah. Have you ever... Having done enough like home ownership stuff and having people out to fix this or that and everything, 100% of the time, they go, well, I tell you what, I'll tell you one thing. Whoever installed this was an idiot. 100% yeah, of them do that. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. And then, so the first 3 or 4 times that happened, I was like, my house is just, everything's wrong.
Dang.
Everybody comes in
I
here.
I had so many idiots.
And then I'll have like this house that we renovated, and like one electrician like bailed, the next electrician came in, he's like, I mean, I got to redo this whole thing. This guy's an idiot. And there's, I'm like, oh. And then the contractor told me, he's like, every tradesman ever is right. Everyone else is wrong.
Yeah.
And it's just hilarious to be like, by the way, man, whoever put this in. I mean, I mean, this isn't even up to code. I don't even know what they're doing. I'm like, what? I had an ordeal with it. I bought my first house 3 weeks later, AC out, August, 95 degrees, disaster. I have this warranty thing, right? So if I go through the warranty, they could probably pay for it, and then it saves me however many thousands of dollars. So, but of course, that's a nightmare. Similar to yours, they have this guy come out with like a one tooth, and he's like, oh, that's your problem there. And he does something for 5 minutes and charged me $100, and that didn't work. And then another guy comes and he goes, oh, that's a lot, whatever, whoever did this, horrible.
And I'll tell you one thing, your AC is definitely not working.
Yeah.
Yep. I know.
Yeah, so that's never fun. Why are you doing so much?
Wait, sorry, just real quick before we move on.
Yes.
One other thing, just with plumbing, housing stuff. Yeah. I was talking to someone else. I was like, oh, how's the new house? He's like, we unfortunately found out right after we bought it that my pipes were galvanized. And I was like, I thought that was a good thing.
Nice, man. Oh, you're like high-fiving them.
Sweet.
Sick.
You upgraded to the galvanized.
Value up. Love that. Sweet.
I was seeing about going galvanized, but I don't
know.
What
do you think?
I'm budgeting right now.
Yeah.
Should I get the galvanized?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll probably just go standard. What is it? Copper? PVC? Yeah. I don't know. I don't have the money for galvanized.
Mine's only cauterized right now. Yeah. Yours is galvanized?
Galvanized. Wow.
I don't know what any of these words mean.
Yeah. It just sounds so pristine.
Wow. Sick.
Yeah. Hey, I have my buddies over. Got them galvanized just last week.
Dude, I love how I constantly do that when, like, my own father or now father-in-law, they're both, like, I feel like that's classic of that generation. Just can fix everything, know everything. And I'll have one of them, like, ask me something about this house we just renovated. And I don't know anything, you know. The guys did it.
And, I mean, the idiots installed it.
Yeah.
It's not you.
Yeah. And they'll ask me something about, like, you know, what these circuits here, they galvanized or no? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I think so.
I remember them saying something about that.
Yeah, it's just the perfect, like, non-answer. We'll go, you know what? So my go-to when I get asked something I don't know, I'll go, you know what I think it, well, actually, now that you say it, I don't know, I don't think it is. Well, or it might be.
You make it seem like, I definitely know what you're talking about. I just can't remember. It's a memory issue for me. I can't remember.
I've been wondering the same thing, actually. I'm looking into that as we speak.
How far you got? 12 inch studs, 8 inch studs, 10? I know we were thinking about all those, and I'm trying to remember, I don't remember what we end up going with, but
I
definitely know what you're talking about.
It's the standard ones.
I think we went
like
standard.
You said, the standard ones are, what did you say the standards were?
I think I said 12.
Yes,
so that's it.
I like when either of them will bring up something that's maybe not perfectly right in the house that, like, we could work on that and fix it, but I'm not, for whatever reason, brave enough to say, I know that's probably not 100%, and I'm just fine with that.
Yeah.
We got a high tank toilet just for something fun. Mm-hmm. And so it has like a chain that hangs down that you pull, and the chain is just kind of crappy quality. So halfway up the links keep breaking. And so it'll like, so the whole chain hangs down to like here, and now it just hangs to here. And I'm like, I can still manage to flush it. We're just going to stop.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, we could get that. We can go to Home Depot. We get this, we do this, or that. Yeah. And I'm just gonna like, no, let's just go to brunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's galvanize?
That's funny. Okay, your tank's galvanized.
My why you're doing so much is, I'm going to why you're doing so much me. I think I've done this before on a pod, but why am I doing so much? I went to the grocery store with Katie and our friend who was in town. I'm not a grocery store guy, but I had into cooking a little bit. It's been a fun winter hobby.
Okay.
Katie was going to have kind of a girls' night for her birthday, and this was Saturday night before the Super Bowl. And I was being strategic. I said, listen, I've got a big day Sunday. All day long, I'm going to be eating fried foods, drinking seltzers. I just need to stay in, have a healthy meal, get some rest.
Good for you.
So I was like, I have nothing to do. And she had this girls' night, and I was like, what are you guys going to do for dinner? She's like, I don't know. I was like, how about I cook? She's like, okay. So I cooked for some ladies.
Nice.
I enjoyed it. It took over my whole evening. It was fun. Bet early. Great strategy. And we were at the grocery store, and part of what we were going to do was I was just going to like cook up some fish. So we're at the kind of like fish station where it's kind of like a deli style.
You're looking at it. Yeah.
And they decide on a snapper. I don't know the fishes, but whatever. And so I talked to the guy. I go, yeah, man, I got this and this. And he's being friendly. He's like, what are you cooking tonight? Da, da, da. And I look at his name tag, and it says Fishbaugh is his name. Fishbaugh.
A lot of questions I want to ask Fishbaugh.
And so I go, is that really your name? He's like, yeah. And I go, you got the best job in the world then. And then he just goes, as he's wrapping up my snapper, he goes, yeah, not really. And I knew right as I said it, I was like, ah, well, go Chiefs.
Yeah.
Just walked off. wait. Is your name Flippin' Burgers? And you just made the McDouble? You got your dream job, don't you?
Huh. I bet you turned down a ton of other good jobs for this one.
No, I don't, a-hole. It's 1 a.m. I was just like, Fishbaugh, huh? You just wrapping up that fish. That's the best job you could ever ask for, huh?
Dang. Don't get much better than this, huh?
He was just like, not really, man.
He's like, no, I get paid $9 an hour, and 20% of that still gets taken away from me. Yeah. So, no, not really.
Not really. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. So, apologize to Mr. Fishbaugh. I mean, I'm sure that's not the worst. It's worst jobs, and I'm sure he's doing great. He'll climb the ladder. But
that's so funny when you say things like that. And you're like, dang it, I meant to. I had nothing but good intentions.
Right, and
I wish I didn't say that.
There's plenty of people with that job that probably enjoy it, but Fishbaugh, I think he has higher aspirations, and
he'll get there.
Yeah, he will.
He'll get there.
I also went to a deli once because, again, I was making some fancy sandwich. So I was like, I want sliced provolone. I want sliced ham. I want sliced turkey. I want sliced salami. And it took 45 minutes. This woman just.
She's like inspecting everyone like it's a $100 bill. Yeah, it's salami. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I kind of respect the people who have those jobs and just don't even try to hide that they're like. I hate this job.
The lack of urgency. Yeah. Yeah, just the sadness you could see on their face. Sometimes you could smell it.
What if podcasters did their job like late night Taco Bell people might do to their job?
Hey, what can I get for you?
What's your why you doing so much, dude?
I don't know. Do you want something?
I thought you were going to... Aren't you going to do it? Because I don't know. I'm tired. I have a lot of stuff going on at home.
I mean, there's like five options. Just choose one.
What are the options? What? Since when are there options? I thought...
It's like how it's always been. There's like something from my life this week or something that I like observed or just like something that I ate. It's like whatever.
I'm not paid enough. Who? Does anyone really care? Is anyone... You listen to this at like 1 a.m.? Like, I don't care.
Dude, there's other people who want to know my why you're doing so much. So if you don't like, just ask for one.
You know what? Okay. Bye.
All right. Also,
you step outside. Yeah. There's also Taco Bell at 1 a.m. is either that person or it's a guy going like, it's a happy Friday up here at T-Bell. What in the heck can I get you?
Someone's got a case of the Mondays on a Friday. How's that work?
What are you? All right. Ooh, how many? What you want? Diablo sauce? Okay, give me the spicy. What are you doing tonight? I'm yeah. My girlfriend also has pink hair. And you're just like, okay, man, easy. I'm ashamed to be here at this.
The
hour.
Nice thing about gauges this big is they don't get as caught in as much stuff as you'd think.
Right.
It's pretty cool. It's aerodynamic,
yeah.
Actually.
It actually is. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
Easier to clean when I take them out. They just look like Dumbo's ears.
Yeah.
It's easy. You just rinse them. I can fit a whole shower head through it.
It's like warm dough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Just kind of droops down.
Yeah.
Anyway, your burritos will be out in any second. My last name is Bell. This is my dream job.
Dude, I need more Chick-fil-A and more Bell. That's what I'm getting from this pod.
Dude, that's so funny about Fishbot. What's your last name? Flippin' Burgers. There's a Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee episode where, I think maybe I've told you about this, but Jerry Seinfeld is like, when I was little, I used to think, you know, it was just like this innocent, naive thought, but I thought every adult who had a job, like, I thought they were doing their dream job, you know?
Oh,
it was like
yeah.
Such an acute thought of like a janitor, like he just loves cleaning stuff. And yeah, then Brian Regan is talking about like, yeah, you like walk up on a ditch digger and you're just like, man, you guys must be loving this. Warm day. Long sleeve shirt
getting
on.
Get a little tan. Come on.
You guys are loving this.
Get the fans out here. Yeah.
I got a ditch at my home. You guys can come out there anytime.
That's great. Dude, garbage men. All the kids love garbage men.
Yeah.
Those people.
It was like a little parade.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look. There's the garbage guys. Yeah. Wave to them.
Let's go talk to them. I can't wait to have kids like that. Garbage man, garbage man. Does your daughter love the garbage man? She old enough yet?
Monday is our garbage day, too, except the storm pushed it off, and she's very sad she didn't see Big Truck today.
Really?
You're taking to see Big Truck.
Yeah. Big Truck? So, no.
Sore subject in the house.
I got it. Okay.
Taking to see Big
so
Truck.
So she likes the truck, not the man at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe in 6 months or so, she'll start.
Maybe.
Man drives truck.
I think if I ever have children, I'm going to switch what they think an ice cream truck and a garbage truck do. I think I'm going to always have her run up to the garbage truck. Hey, go get something from
Sponge,
him.
SpongeBob Pops. No, just move, little girl. I need to get the recycling.
Just a Kit Kat wrapper. Thank you.
She just runs out there and throws garbage at the ice cream man. Here you go. Stop. Hey, stop.
Go give this apple core to that ice cream man. Thank you.
Yeah, he'll take care of it. He will.
He's got a trash can in there. He'll figure it out.
That's awesome.
I really think, well, I mean, obviously I'm pretty far from having kids, so who knows? Things will change. But I just think that temptation to like mess with your kids has got to be so strong. Mm. Just like, especially like with language and knowing like, telling them like that colors are wrong. That would be a fun experiment. Mm. Like telling them that like, that's not black, that's white, that's not blue, that's red. Like, that would be really interesting.
They should do that.
Just telling them that a fork is a spoon is a fork. Just little things to make them, once they get to public school, be like, hold on.
Yeah.
You call that a spoon?
Wait a second.
Oh, wait, you all call that a spoon?
That's kind of what pretty much all our generation's family did with us with like the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
I thought it was like shaking hands or something, made a baby. I don't know.
I think I mentioned before, I thought French kissing was when she pulled down her pants and you kissed her butt cheek.
Yeah. So our parents did it. We're realizing that right now.
Yeah.
They're sitting there like, this idiot.
Turns out that's Romanian kissing. Yeah. So I was close, but still.
Yeah.
Not quite French.
Don't get started on Ukraine kissing. That is a sad subject.
Ukraine do it.
Hmm. Ukraine kissing is where you just kiss like the, I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. Fine.
It's like where the kids kiss the jail bars. They're locked in.
Yeah, it's like they kiss the galvanized pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
Bring it back.
Actually, it's Romania, I think, where they lock up all their kids.
Really?
Yeah. Fun story I learned.
Okay.
Not a fun one. But it's like, so they had some crazy dictator who's just like, we need more kids. And he just basically commanded everyone to have like women just pump out about 15 of them.
Really?
And there's too many, so they're like, all right, we're just going to put all of them in like orphanages.
Huh.
That is just horrible.
That is a fun story.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll take a little COVID to avoid an orphanage. America could be doing worse.
Is China still doing that thing where you can only have one kid?
Probably. I don't even.
Seems hard to police. That's kind of China in general, though. I feel like a lot of people like have aspirations to go to China, and I do not.
I would imagine those interests are probably decreasing, given recent events.
Yeah, maybe I don't not. Know.
I don't. I do think some. I heard a lot of people going. So I had some friends who like studied abroad there. I can't imagine right now people are like, when it just opens up, I want to see the Taj Mahal. That's in India. I want to go see the Great Wall of China.
Maybe. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
India don't want to go there either?
Okay. What would you rather see? Great Wall of China or Taj Mahal?
No. I don't.
Brunch.
Yeah.
Once again, I'd rather see
Great Wall of hats at brunch.
Yeah.
The sorority hats.
Brunch Great hats. Wall of First Watch. Yeah. Would you rather... Okay. Let me keep going. Would you rather go fix the little string... Not string. Strand. The toilet
tampon.
Thing. No. That's closer. Warmer.
Did you know they have a string?
Yeah.
The more you know. I learned that as a senior in high school.
I don't know when I learned
it. I tied
it.
One to a kid's backpack and he tattled on me. It's a real story, do less guess. It was unused.
Senior in high school and you got tattled on?
That's what I'm saying.
This kid sucks.
This is a great story. I think I just had a good friend of mine where somehow hers like fell out or something. There was something random where I was just like, hey, do you mind kind of walking me through this? Because I know nothing about this. And, you know, so I learn it has a string. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Pretty baffled by it. So I just had this. I was like, this could be kind of funny. I'll just tie it to my buddy's backpack. It was like an acquaintance, if you will.
Yeah, that is fun.
And he does a complete not expecting it reaction where he's like offended and he just like raises his hand.
Whoa.
And he's like, he tied it to... And I was just kind of... We're legal adults. And I was like, what are you going to do to me? I come over to school and teacher emails mom. Mom's sitting there.
She's like,
you want to explain this to me? You want to explain this to me? You want to explain this to me? And I just read. It's like, hey, Mrs. Kennedy, I think you should know that your son tied a female product to another student's backpack today. And I was just like,
why'd you tie a purse to that kid's backpack?
Yeah. Why'd you tie a subscription to SoulCycle on this kid's backpack? And I was just like, I just
put
started laughing.
Toast on his backpack?
Yeah. Come on. That's hard to get out. We know that. And I was just like, what? You know, I just laugh. I'm like, what? I'm sorry? What do you want me to... And we just... My mom eventually just started, like, laughing because she realized, like, what punishment am I supposed to dole out for this?
Yeah, you know? That is ridiculous.
So, that's my story with that. String? Would you rather? When the string... Yeah,
what were we talking... What do you even call it? Your above-ground toilet, for lack of better words.
High-tank toilet.
A high-tank toilet. HTT. It has the pull-down. What is that word I'm looking for? Help me out.
A flush pull.
The flush puller. Would you rather go to Home Depot and fix that or go to Home Depot with your dad and just like be there running whatever errands he wants to run at Home Depot?
I thought you were saying, or go to China. I think I'd rather
go to the Taj Mahal.
I would rather the first one, I think.
Just fix
Some
it yourself.
Dads love Home Depot.
You might be in there an hour and a half.
Yeah. I think there's like, if you hit a certain status at Home Depot, I think there might be like a cigar lounge in there or something. I mean, my dad would be there so long.
It's like an American Airlines lounge. Like somewhere in there, there's a buffet, the Sky Lounge, something.
Yeah. It's like if you get a nice credit card, you get in the Skyline Lounge. But I think if you only use like $5 bills and you like get enough punch cards that you fix stuff.
If you got paint on your jeans, you get access to the secret spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so.
Speaking of Home Depot, it's another story from... roommate Isaac. So in the same week, I didn't even talk about this last week, where he got accused of having a gun in Walgreens, he was at Home Depot and a guy next to him got tackled by another just civilian and a gun flew out of that guy's pocket, like right next to Isaac at Home Depot. And like all these cops showed up. He was like, dang, this is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, okay. I don't really know the context, but there was some screaming and yelling and he just got tackled. And a gun flew out of his pocket and like slid across the floor. Like you'd see in like the movies and like someone like stepped on it, you know?
Just like a handgun?
Yeah.
Wow. Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Out here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Johnson Dude. County Home Depot.
I live... where I actually live, I think, is an okay part, but I'm miles away from...
Guns.
Yeah. And it's funny to be on the ring. There's like a neighborhood just kind of updates. I think you should read through these. Have I talked about this on the pod?
No.
So let me read the most recent ones. This is great. So it's like a ring neighborhood thing.
Is this similar to like the Next Door app?
I guess so. Do you have that?
Nope.
Recent. 1.5 miles away. Porch Pirate. It's got him. He has a mask on, though, which is you have at least respect him for that. He didn't spread COVID as he stole your package. There are shorts. This is all in the last week. There are reports of a shooting. This guy's walking around checking car doors. This guy cut the lockbox off my door.
I think these are all really nice guys. Checking car doors to make sure they're locked, yeah. To make sure your windshield wipers are up.
This guy
up.
Cut the lockbox off my house and replaced it with a brand new one. That's what I'm going to start doing. Doing like things that are technically illegal, but at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not going to report them because it actually improved my life.
This guy broke into my house and got me a brand new TV and mounted it.
Yeah. He mounted it really well. Like, I didn't even think to lay out the living room that way. It's really a nice touch.
This is real ficus.
Yeah. This guy, he stole my car, but then he summoned a new Tesla.
Yeah.
It just parks there.
Huh. I don't know what he's doing in my car.
I don't think he should have stole my car, but I don't.
My sunglasses were in the other car, but I guess this is nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Kind of a Robin Hood thing.
Let me see what else we got here. Watch out for this guy. And it's just a photo of like a coyote, I think. Shots fired Tuesday night. There's a helicopter circling above. Bike theft in backyard. We got bike back, but she ran off.
She ran off.
It's wild around here, man. There's a lost cat. No one cares about that.
I don't know if that's worthy of posting.
Yeah. Gunfights.
Are those actual gunshots like going off, or are people just like overreacting to stuff?
Ring doorbells. It's crazy around here.
Do you like having a Ring doorbell?
I think it's probably overrated, but you know, it gives the wife a nice like peace of mind. Mm. Just to kind of at least like we have some detection and some systems in place if worse comes to worse.
Yeah.
But it's a nice, like, easy to install, affordable option. Like, I didn't think we needed to like wire the house with this system that talks to the, you know.
I don't know. I've always liked the idea of the, was it ADT? Whoever has, right. Like, the zeros and ones going across the wall. That always looks fun.
Yeah, that looks...
I want that.
I just feel like you could call them and be like, hey, this crime happened in my house. So, like, give us a second. We're hacking into the mainframe. And they would solve it.
The mainframe's very important. Mm. You have to hack into the mainframe.
Yeah. I grew up with my parents. I thought it was funny. We live in, you know, a nicer neighborhood and a nicer suburb all growing up. Like, a crime has not been committed in this neighborhood. Since its conception. Like, it's just not even...
It's like a stolen horse, like, 100 years ago.
Anytime we ever leave the house, like, all doors locked, alarm set. You know, it's like, 10 seconds to exit. We're, like, running through, lock, garage door, shut. Like, I used to live in a really safe part of town in a cul-de-sac. We're a little more city vibes, so there is obviously stuff happening. But I didn't lock my door for the 4 years I lived there.
I'm not a big door locker in general.
No one... Yeah. We lived in the end of a cul-de-sac. Where you live... No one's running around trying to get in your house.
No. Jimmy, bother me that growing up, middle school, high school, where we lived, like out in the country, Stratford, no one is around. But my mom insisted, like, once you let the dog back in from going to the bathroom, like, lock it.
Well, you're out in the country.
It doesn't matter.
You don't want a Truman Capote situation happening.
Oh, is that famous coyote who knew how to use his thumbs?
No.
To get indoors?
No.
Oh.
I think you're talking about... I couldn't think of... I almost said Biden, but it just didn't make sense. Trump.
Who is Truman, though? Who are you talking about?
It's a famous book about the vicious random murders that happened in West Kansas, where these people, there's out in the country, these guys just walked up on this house. And,
oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
BTK killer was Wichita, so shout out Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas. It's wild. Just need more to do,
mm-hmm.
I think, in general.
You need news.
Yeah.
Newspapers got to make money somehow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying, no, the people killing people need more hobbies. Like, if maybe they got into, like, rolling their own sushi or something, they might not be rolling up bodies in bags.
Yeah, not a lot of sushi in West Kansas, though, so.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You gotta kill somebody. I wouldn't get bored enough to kill somebody.
Right, that's another level of boredom right there.
I mean, it could happen, but hopefully not.
Right.
Thank goodness we have the internet.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before that?
I wonder if there's been any murders committed while the guy wears a mask. Like, he's somehow being kind of considerate.
Oh, like a face mask. Like a COVID mask.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. They kind of already wear masks. So, what is that to conceal their identity, or is that, were they kind of forward thinking in that regard? I don't want to spread the disease.
Yeah, like a lot. They say that more murders happen during like flu season because they can get away with it easier. Guys who are, you know, they don't want to spread influenza, mm-hmm. A, influenza B,
yeah,
the common cold, they'll put on mask and start shooting.
Yeah, anytime you're like, oh, like the guy's on my porch with a ski mask, but it is flu season. So you don't think it's weird.
That's probably fine. Mm-hmm. That's probably fine. Can you talk out of the ring? Like, could you speak to someone who's on your porch?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones is when my buddy. Now, we've learned this the hard way. It used to be, I lived with dudes. Like I said, doors never unlocked. There was very much a policy. If you were coming to Trey's house, you just walk in the door. Mm-hmm. You can't do that now with, if you're guys night, there's a woman in the house. So we had a ordeal where there was actually one of a friend girl. Was coming by to get something, and she was used to the open door policy. And I had stepped out. I don't think she was aware who was home. So Katie was home alone, and this girl just kind of barged in, and she was going to grab something. She didn't think anyone was home. And so while she was at the house, she's like, I'm going to run to the bathroom. I got a call from Katie going, oh my gosh, someone is here and they're in the other bathroom. And she had barricaded herself in a room.
And it smells awful.
And okay, I'm more concerned about what they're doing in the toilet than them. And
I hope they courtesy flush.
So it turned out it was our friend who just walked in, but it scared me to death because Katie, you could hear the fear in her voice. She's like, There is someone in the house. It's like my worst nightmare. So now my buddies always knock, and then I click the ring, and then I just talk a bunch of crap through the ring before I unlock it and let them in the house. So
yeah, gotta make them say things.
So. That's why I appreciate the ring.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah.
You're going to do this every time?
And it's the winter. It's 12 degrees. let me in. Well, you got to say it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dude, our winter's been our winter's been so great, except for right now. And I'm jealous you're leaving town.
Yeah, dude. So
single digits.
That's what I'm saying. Are any of our Midwest folks, I think Kansas City up north, if you're in Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, all those places, it's going to be negative 20. And it's kind of a frightening level of cold. Will you live through that? I'll be in Florida. Looks like you lost a wheel, bud.
I just broke it. Gosh.
I mean, you're darn near making love to that desk. I just got to say it. I mean,
What were you saying?
No, you're breaking it. Are you going to survive while I'm gone?
It's like my dog back in the day had this favorite toy that he loved. He loved it so much that he was just tearing it apart.
Yeah.
Via humping.
Yeah.
Loving it so hard that the fluff is coming out of it.
Did he get rid of
that's what's scruffy. Happened to this fake cherry wood here. Fine craftsmanship.
No, I have complete the Arctic polar vortex is coming, and when you know it, I have a friend's trip to Fort Lauderdale.
Wow.
God is good. it's pretty lucky. However, I'm obviously glad about it, but I'm still, the day I return, it's going to be zero. So it's still going to be.
Well, maybe don't come back for a while.
No.
We'll just.
That's a good point.
We could podcast via Zoom. I've heard that's really fun. We could shoot your sketches via Zoom. That would be easy and fun.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out.
Okay.
You got a ring doorbell. So you'll know if anything happens here.
Good point.
Be no problem.
Yeah. But you have to bundle up. At this point, I'm weirdly enjoying it because it's kind of this fun level of cold where it's like, I can't leave the house. I don't want to. I shouldn't.
Yeah.
And just kind of turn the fire on. But that'll get old after a day.
Yeah, I will say I hadn't been using my winter coat much, and I bought myself a new winter coat this year, so I get to wear that. Mm. So how fun is that? This is the next step before I kill someone because I'm so bored.
Nice. Yeah,
wear my winter coat because it's 8 degrees.
It's coming.
That's amazing.
No, it's been great. I'm just at home, get a little work done, cuddling down. I have a mini hoop that is, I'm playing on for probably an hour a day.
Good.
I developed a game called Hot Shot. I have the course record. Granted, I'm really the one who's been on the court, but 41, it's going to be tough to beat.
Wow.
So I don't see anyone really beating that score.
Has Katie not tried?
No, we do have a rule if she ever comes down to the basement, which she rarely does because it's more of a work zone, right? But she'll come down to say something. And we have a rule. If you step in the basement, you have to make one. So every time she's like, okay, and she'll stand there and just, she doesn't even take time to aim. The second she catches it, she just hurls it at this. But surprisingly, it only takes her 4 or 5 tries and she knocks one down. She's like, okay, bye. And she walks upstairs.
Such a natural.
But it's a good house rule.
That is kind of a fun role.
So I might have to start you guys both to get a make in, and then we'll leave.
I might get a little make in. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like old high school basketball coaches. Like, you don't leave on a miss when you're leaving the gym. You don't leave the basement without a make.
We have two challenges in the house. One is to beat my hot shot record of 41. And the second is, we call it a triple dumper. As if you can poop in all three toilets in one visitation. We had a guy do two on our chili day. He was close, but that's kind of the next big challenge.
That's pretty fun. Which two did he hit?
Well, that's another point of contention. He hit the main floor one, which kind of blew my mind. I thought he had a lot of gall.
Surely.
I was like, did you just do a main floor dump, dude? That's the one.
This is the HTT. This is high tank. Come on.
Yeah, he went ham on the high tank, which I thought was very disrespectful. He would have to stand to, anyways, that's a point of contention. He should have hit the other ones, but that's where we're at, yeah.
Dude, that's fun. I'll never not be competitive like that. Not like get angry and competitive. You're dumping? Just like having games constantly. Yeah. I love it. That's
fun.
That's
so much fun. Yeah. Now you guys know, next time before you come over, I'm about to have some spicy wings for breakfast or something.
I'd say, I'll pregame with some coffee.
That's coffee fun. And milk and Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah, I'm trying to think. We have games in our house that we do. I don't know if we have games. We just do a lot of weird stuff. We've been really into three-way high fives right before we go to bed.
Dude.
We meet in the hallway.
I've done some threes and four-ways high fives.
Yeah. Like on weird nights where we're all kind of going to bed at the same time. We're like, wait, are you going to bed? Are you going to bed? Okay, let's do it. And then we try to make it look like a sitcom, even though no one's filming us.
Yeah.
But we like all open our door at the same time. It's like a split level home. So our doors are all right next to each other.
It's like 1, 2, 3. You can kind of just
open our doors, meet in the hallway, three-way high five, and we don't say anything. Just high five and then close our doors at the same time. And we like to think like, that looks cool probably.
Yeah. Mine was birth. That was me and three of my buddies. And we were sitting at a round 4-person table. Just like each having a beer and chilling. And we were talking about how we love to do what we were doing, then just like having a beer together. And we just kind of out of nowhere, I feel like it was maybe there was something spiritual about it. We just started four-way high-fiving and chanting beer. We were going beer, 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 beer. And then we all went, yeah! Just kind of primal man stuff. And then that developed one of my favorites to this day. I'm sure it'll happen at my wedding, so you'll see it. But one of my buddies, it was my last year in college roommates, it started with just going like cheers and like yelling cheers as we cheers, you know, whatever, soda, beer, whatever we had, water, cheers. And it developed into cheers and like who could hold out cheers the longest.
Okay.
To then we do a crescendo, if you remember, cheers, and we just scream and make a huge scene wherever we are. That's our thing.
Wow.
You should try sometime.
When we're not three-way high-fiving, our other thing is I made pros and cons lists for every person in our house, just like pros and cons as roommates.
Mm.
So, you know, like Harrison got a con for getting COVID-19, aka being weak.
Yeah.
He then got a con.
Mentally weak, I would argue.
Yes. For giving Isaac COVID. Isaac also got a con for getting COVID.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. I recently saw, I'm sitting there eating cereal at breakfast. I look up to my pros and cons list. I just see I have a new con like a couple days ago. It just says, isn't verified on Instagram. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
I didn't deserve this.
Coming at me? No, come on.
Where'd this come from?
That's right. Are you verified on TikTok?
No, I don't think I'm verified anywhere. Oh, okay. But it really is so fun. You just have like this written, that one's not really an inside joke, but for the most part, it's like all these inside jokes that are like written down, just really good sarcastic guy
That's
humor.
That's good. That's good. How would it feel if you got the verification? Would you be fired up about that or do you not care?
Instagram would feel cool for like 5 days probably.
Yeah. I remember... Yeah, at the time, just because I didn't have much else going on, it meant a lot to me. But yeah, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
At the time, I remember. Instagram is one that's the toughest to get.
Just really?
So people know. Twitter, they hand those out left and right.
They do. Twitter, if you're just like a news reporter for, you know, Dodge City, Kansas News, so like, take a badge.
I'm not going to do this because I think this would be annoying to my guy. But I almost guarantee you I could text my Twitter guy and be like, hey, Jake's my boy. And he's like, does things. He probably just slapped one on there.
He's tweeted once in the last 2 years.
It was that easy.
He needs this.
Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
And then Facebook was easy. Do you have a Facebook page?
Not a page.
I think Twitter helped me get the others verified because that was like the first one. Facebook was just, I think because at the time I had some connection, I just 24 hours was done. But Instagram was one that like I applied and got denied a few times until finally I knew an agency that was like, I think big enough to know someone there to get I was like 500,000 or 600,000 followers when I got the badge there.
And then, I think Facebook should be more obvious because there's so many like fake spam accounts trying to be Trey Kennedy on Facebook.
I know it should. YouTube's just based off of once you have a certain amount of followers and stuff, you can just do
Get a little thing.
Yeah. Same with Spotify, pretty easy. And then TikTok. TikTok's great. They send me skateboards and stuff. I had a big following, and it occurred to me one day, I don't have the tag, so I just emailed my person, and they get it.
Wow.
So it's kind of fun.
Emailed your person.
Katie. Let's end on that. Let's talk about when people say, I'm just trying to find my person.
Single people?
That's creepy and onery.
I figured they were just bisexual. They weren't willing to say, I just want to find my man. Like, I'll take anything. I'm just trying to find a person.
My person, yeah.
Yeah.
It could be anyone.
Yeah.
It's a good point, man. Have you ever been, like, dated or interested in someone who is bi? Because it occurs to you that your competition is now everyone. It's
doubled.
Yeah, it's doubled, and that's kind of intimidating.
I've dated several girls who have quickly said bi, but I don't know if they were bi. You know, they said BYE to me.
Yeah, it could go either way.
Yeah. But I guess I don't know how they spelled it, but they definitely said bi, both in person and then when I followed up with several texts, you know.
You kept saying, you're my person, you're my person.
You are my person, you are my person. Do you understand? Yes.
You are my person.
I found you.
Yeah.
I discovered you. I treat them like electricity. Mm-hmm. Like I will use you to fuel generations with my seed.
I will help generate it.
Yes.
And I will consume it.
Yes. You're going to be like my dog's favorite toy.
And that's an episode.
This desk.
Jason and I we'll have to put together the next desk. If we have a backup. My gosh.
It's just kind of like that casket that had hydraulics on it, you know? It's got a little movement to it now.
We'll have to build you a full desk. I don't know what we're going to do.
I need a permanent desk.
Maybe the desk you've mutilated could become your wall decor or something.
That I put my Chick-fil-A on.
Yeah. Do Less Guest, thanks again for being a Do Less Guest. Like I said, this is the new merch coming. We'll definitely have a discount for y'all, so stay tuned. It's dropping a week from Friday, the 19th.
Good day for merch.
It's always a guess. It's Friday, 19th or 18th or 20th, whatever that fly lies on. And we're out of here. Jake, any final thoughts?
Did you know that a giraffe's neck weighs over 400 pounds?
No kidding.
I don't know. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.